Video: Minister and daughter killed when plane taking aid to hurricane-ravaged Jamaica crashes in Florida. By Amy Furr on November 11, 2025. A father and daughter on their way to Jamaica to help with hurricane relief efforts died Monday when their small plane crashed in Florida. The plane went down in Coral Springs around 10:20 a.m. near the 5,000 block of Northwest 57th Way. NBC Miami reported Tuesday, noting it crashed into a lake surrounded by houses. The victims were identified as 53-year-old Alexander Worm and his daughter, 22-year-old Serena. Worm was the CEO of the ministry called Ignite the Fire. No one on the ground was hurt in the crash. When emergency crews arrived at the scene, dive teams searched the water for the victims but were unable to locate anyone. However, authorities later said two people were killed in the incident. Video footage shows the moment the plane hit the water, while aerial footage shows a broken fence the aircraft may have hit when it went down. Officials continued their investigation into what happened on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Ignite the Fire ministry shared its sadness over the loss in a Facebook post. Alexander, known for his warmth and unwavering kindness, devoted his life to serving others, both through his actions and by sharing the gospel of Jesus across the globe. Throughout his life, Alex traveled extensively, reaching various countries and continents, where he tirelessly worked to bring faith, compassion, and support to those in need. His legacy of faith and compassion touched countless lives. Serena, following in her father's footsteps, was a beacon of empathy and hope, inspiring all with her commitment to humanitarian work. Together, their final journey embodied selflessness and courage, reminding us of the power of service and love. Hurricane Melissa took the lives of at least 67 people, and 28 of them were in Jamaica, for NBC News. After the storm hit the island, several people from Oklahoma who were stranded during their vacation began helping locals clean up the devastation left behind, Breitbart News reported. The violent winds and flash flooding brought by the hurricane caused historic damage across Jamaica and Cuba, as well as other Caribbean nations including Haiti and the Dominican Republic, the NBC article said.